Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Dome, brought to you by B-Team Sports. It is March 19th, 2020, 8:08 p.m. Carlisle.
Let's ride!
I think I've got a fever, Carlisle.
I feel like someone's got a belt wrapped around my lungs.
And the only prescription is more Corona. Shit's getting crazy out there, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope everybody's been safe. I hope everybody's been having a good time being quarantined. Probably a lot of babies going to be out there in about 9 months. Because a lot of fucking's going on.
A lot of boredness.
A lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Board games, all-time high. Buy stock in board games. Buy stock in... butt plugs, whatever, you know, we're here to love, whatever. Yeah. Not a lot of sports going on, so I've just been watching a lot of highlights. Yeah.
Reading some good old paperbacks.
Yeah, a lot of that, a lot of paperbacks. Again, we hope everybody's doing well. We're so happy to be able to do this tonight.
We'll be able to be, we're happy to, folks. We're happy to bring you and be the only light you have right now in this dark time.
Where are we bringing them?
To the light. We are the light, but they're following us.
Okay. Well, not following. They are the light with us.
Yeah.
Without us, there is no light. Or without them, there is no light for us to shine.
Both, yes.
Yes. Okay, cool. So, where the fuck's Todd Gurley going to go, guy? Because that was a... I heard stuff, but I didn't really think anything was going to happen. I thought for sure they're going to keep Todd Gurley.
Well, you know, everybody's saying that he might go to the Bucks to help Tom Brady out, and this mm-hmm. little piece came out that says Buccaneers raising season ticket prices for new customers. Of course, this is for Tom, mm-hmm. but it also could be we got to pay for Todd and his hamstring.
Right.
Todd hamstring.
So if the Rams didn't cut or trade him by 4 p.m. Eastern today, his $5.5 million base salary for 2020 and $5 million roster bonus for 2021 were both going to fully guarantee. So they pretty much fucked him. They waited like 3 hours until they're, oh yeah, hey, by the way, pack your shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, if you're a player and you know that's in your contract, I'm hoping that your agent, I hope you know that's in your contract, right? In this scenario, you know what's in the contract. Are you counting down?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. I mean, you should expect all different outcomes. You know what I'm saying? He knows what's up. If he's honest with himself, he kind of sees where things are going.
I 100% agree. But from what I'm hearing, I don't think – so apparently no team wanted to trade, but the guarantees are probably why. Because that means that either 1 year $10.5 million deal or 2 year $14.5 million packed for Gurley, which is – not very good. He only averaged 3.8 yards per carry last season, didn't produce a single play longer than 25 yards, and was the subject of bizarre weekly quotes from Sean McVay in which the Rams would insist Gurley... I don't even know, but whoever this writer is fucking stupid. That's a lot of words that don't make any sense. Just say Todd Gurley was the blunt of a lot of jokes last year, and he didn't perform very well. And then this little 18-sentence thing you got going on, he's shrunken.
Go fuck it. Go fuck itself.
Who is this writer? I'm going to fucking tweet him. I'm like, hey, man, use less words.
Be less important.
Jake Roth, USA Today. That explains a lot.
Bet he's got a Roth IRA.
Why are you on ESPN? Neither here nor there. A lot of weird stuff's been going on with trades. It's getting that time.
What do you think about, I thought it was kind of interesting, DeAndre Hopkins. Apparently he's been talking to...
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Bill O'Brien called him.
Yeah.
Well, no, but yes.
It can be implied.
I don't know. Look.
Hey, don't bring your baby mamas around here. Last time I had to talk to somebody about something like this, it was Aaron Hernandez. They should be fired.
Yeah, I don't think he went to Florida either, so there's really not any comparison there. But I will say... Yeah, fuck that guy. There's really no...
fuck Bill
O'Brien. Can't justify that shit. Let's be real.
You're getting rid of the second... I mean, arguably, him and Mike Thomas are the two best receivers in the league.
Right.
And you're getting rid of him over a ham sandwich and David Johnson?
Right.
That's crazy.
Did you see Todd Gurley tweeted, damn, I got fired on my day off?
Damn.
Yeah. And they also, which is crazy to me that this isn't get brought up, but they released two players at the same time. The other one, you may have heard of him, Clay Matthews. Yeah, they're both free agents right now. And that's kind of crazy. That just shows how big of a name Todd Gurley is that he overshadows Clay Matthews. Dude, Clay Matthews 4 years ago was like Luke Kuechly last year.
Yeah, he was on every RIP Head and Shoulders commercial. Career,
sad. Head and Shoulders, yes. Little Troy Polamalu. So Keith Kirkwood was traded from the Saints to the Panthers today. Colt McCoy signed a nice little one-year deal with the Giants. Kicker Dan Bailey agrees to re-sign with the Vikings. Joe Flacco is waived by the Broncos. Shocker. Dude, how is he Super Bowl MVP, right? And he get waived for failed physical designation. This means you stop. He just stopped fucking caring. He was eating like shit, drinking beer, going to bars, just doing what Joe Flacco's do.
Joe Flacco don't give a fuck.
He probably just, honestly, I don't even think it was actually that. Weed bars. He probably got stoned and lazy in Denver. Just stoned and lazy. And you know that altitude takes it out of you. You just want
to
be lazy
and
anyway.
He didn't have a lot to give.
Really not.
Yeah. I never like looked at Joe Flacco and was like, that guy just looks like a go-getter.
Well, once John Elway was like, yeah, he's in his prime, I was like, obviously that shit is a little delusional over there.
Yeah.
They're not really on the same page. Vic Fangio, the defensive mind, yeah, let's do that. I don't know. The NFL is not a defensive
What's up with the Raiders
right now, but it could be if you make it. What?
What's up with the Raiders pretty much taking every Cowboys player?
Yeah.
Then now they sign safety Jeff Heath to a 2-year, $8 million deal.
Yeah, I don't really know. The Atlanta Falcons gave the Cardinals Devondre Campbell. Don't really know much more about that one. Joe Thungy. Whatever. I don't even know what that is.
Jarrell Casey was traded from the Titans.
Yeah, that was weird.
Weird. He was traded to the Broncos. What was it for? A
like fourth,
fourth round pick or something? Yeah,
it was weird. It didn't make sense.
And everybody said that was to
David
clear
Johnson.
But it's the same sort of
situation. David Johnson.
Well, it's the same sort of situation that they took his cap space immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was saying the rumors this morning were that he was the Titans were doing all this to try to get Jadeveon Clowney. That's why they got Vic Beasley, because
right.
They were trying to go after a pass rush.
Right. Yeah, and if they have the offense that they had last year with a great defense, and don't get me wrong, Jarrell Casey was a great veteran. I mean, draft. He was 9 years. He got drafted there, right? 9 years.
Yeah,
he was
from
there.
USC.
They drafted. Yeah, right. So, you know, it's that's a loss for sure. I liked him.
Yeah, I was a Jarrell Casey fan.
You know
who
you remind me of?
Who?
Javon Kearse.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, Javon Kearse. Javon Kearse and Keith Bullock.
Oh, Keith.
He's my all-time.
And then on that offensive side of the ball, you got a little bit of Frank Wycheck. So it's legendary. Remember, I made a snowman of Frank Wycheck in third grade in art class. Facts.
Facts.
Okay, another shocker. Weird. Darius Slay. Send 2020 draft picks. 2020. You know what I'm saying, though. But the Eagles' secondary... you know, I mean, Darius Slay is a very good pickup. The Lions, he wanted out of there. The Lions agreed to terms with Desmond Trufant on Wednesday.
Eagles re-signed.
And the cornerback, Robbie. I mean, dude, like, cornerbacks right now are really hard to find, I feel like, to find a really good lockdown corner.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard. And
you gotta be an athlete.
Darius Slay is one of them.
Yeah, he's a great player.
And Philly needs fucking cornerbacks because their shit's broke.
Well, they just re-signed Rodney McLeod, two years, $12 million.
That's true.
Safety.
Secondary needs it. They need it. So, amongst the most available free agents right now, the most notable, you got Jadeveon Clowney. You got Roddy Anderson with the Jets. You got Jason Peters, Von Bell, Jameis, Crableg Winston, Everson Griffin. Do you remember him was he Notre Dame?
Yeah. I think he was.
No, is that Everett Golson? That dude, it's always fucking Everson Griffin.
It's always.
What is that? I'm just going to say he went to, like, he went to, like, BYU or Notre Dame. Look up Everson Griffin.
Let's look up Everson Griffin.
I just want to see. I could be completely wrong. Wisconsin, maybe. Iowa. Just a very white school. And watch him not even be white. I could be making a complete ass out of myself. Everson's. I just feel like he played lacrosse.
Oh, yeah.
Very not white.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought he played for the... he's the guy that's got the anger issues.
Okay.
or got in trouble or whatever. Let's see where he played at college.
I know the name, man. I don't know how I didn't know.
Do you think Everson Griffin played at college?
Where do I think he played?
USC. I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
All right, then we got Emmanuel Sanders, Shelby Harris, Logan Ryan. Eric Ebron's pretty good. And then, fuck, man, I really didn't want Andrews Pete. Obviously, I'm a Saints fan, so I didn't want him to be, you know, free agent. But, hey, did you hear? Suspended wide receiver Josh Gordon intends to play this season with the Seahawks. So now they'll have DK, Josh Gordon. I mean, that could be pretty, you know.
Hey, dude, just give him his weed, man.
But I don't even know if he's still on the Seahawks. I think he would become an unrestricted free agent, honestly, for the first time in his career, like at all ever. I don't know if he's ever been an unrestricted free agent because he's always been fucking punished for weed, which the NBA, didn't the NFL and the CBA, now it's legal. Like, you're good to smoke.
Yeah.
You can smoke now.
Yeah.
The new CBA, that was like one of the biggest things. And that really helped a lot of the smaller players and kind of hindered the larger ones a little bit, but not really. It just allows the young calves to get a little fatter than they were.
Yep. That's which is good. Does.
Yeah. You got to even out the playing field a little bit.
Football
here,
players have to smoke weed. They are
if
the
not,
most.
You're
going to
get addicted to pills.
Yeah, they're the most for pain management. That's the most advocates for it. I mean, we already have fucking proof they're all going brain dead slowly.
Right.
So you can at least let them get a little, ooh, that's shiny, you know? Or that feels good to walk.
Mm. Defensive tackle Bo Allen was signed by the Patriots. What do you think Belichick's plan is? What's his plan? You know he's got a fucking plan right now in his little mad scientist lab that he has where he just cuts the sleeves off hoodies and writes up plays, and his son's just over there like, yeah, Dad. like he looks like Nosferatu, kind of. Or it's alive! Like the sidekick.
What if he just vanishes? What if he completely disappears? Oh, well... The New England Patriots facility is in shock this morning as Coach Belichick was supposed to show up for practice and no sign of him.
No sign of Belichick
anywhere.
Wife
Patty says he has not answered the phone.
They've checked every massage parlor within a 1,000-mile radius, and they have also checked every who is it that makes the fucking – fuck, dude. What's the brand that makes the shirts and the hoodies?
Oh, fucking – no, any brand?
Yeah, but it's a specific Gildan. Fucking in any Gildan store. Yeah, dude. Just because he just wears gray fucking
Gildan. We're also
Gildan
checking
hoodies.
Any flip-flop stores.
Yeah, no, like convenient, like gas stations. Not CVS. It's like a CVS and a gas station combined. Those. Yeah, that's where Belichick
is. I'll take the blue ones back there. Yeah.
Oh, well, what are y'all doing this year? How do you think everything's going to go?
Have a great day. Fucking leaves.
Yep.
Ex-Broncos cornerback Chris Harris joins the Chargers. Wow. Pretty crazy. So the Eli Apple, the apple of Eli, is playing for the Riddars now. And John Gruden, he's been very active in the trade.
He has.
He's been doing so many trades, I think he's trying to get people to forget about all the terrible ones he made.
But it's also, you got to...
Like Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott being the number one and two receiver. Like quarterback
remember,
receiver
dude.
Combo. Besides, old, oh well, they're like third, but they're behind Drew Brees.
That's old butt cut Thomas. Mark Davis too,
dude. Butt cut Mark.
That, but you talk about guys that were made in labs.
That motherfucker wasn't even.
He didn't even
lab.
Look like his dad.
Bro,
dude.
Was. He's not from here, and they didn't even want him. They storked his ass and just dropped him off in the earth. They're like, you ain't fucking staying here, dog. And they just dropped them off. And they're like, I guess L.A. is cool with that. Fuck it.
I guess they like.
I guess Oakland, California will take them for sure.
They'll take your kids.
Yeah, they'll take Mark, Al. Al was there first, obviously. And then he fucking reproduced Mark.
But they don't even look alike. It's what's so crazy.
Now they're aliens. So. But neither here nor there, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wait. You said aliens.
Yeah.
What you said? Israelians.
Well, that's not what I said, and that wouldn't even make sense.
Ta-da.
Well, no, it wouldn't. But I could probably find a joke to fit that one. Anyway, Rams agreed to terms with former Bears pass rusher Leonard Floyd. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what I would do without the free agency going on.
This is to me every story is a game, just like checking the scores.
Isn't it kind of bad how any sports news now has just turned into this huge affair? Like, it could be the littlest piece of news, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Breaking news, Chargers parting ways with wide receiver Travis Benjamin.
First off, if the coronavirus does kill Sean Payton, I swear to fuck, Dude, I will. Man. Man.
And then wouldn't it be funny right after if the coronavirus said.
Marcus Smart has it.
But then what if China came out and was like, well, we had a bounty for Sean Payton.
Sean Payton lost us $5 trillion on NFC Championship 2018. Bounty gate. Fuck. Yeah, dude. Not cool. Not cool at all, man.
And now Alvin Kamara's going to get it while he's eating Airheads.
First off, everybody's going to be healthy this year. Alvin Kamara's going to be out of a sophomore slump. Everything's going to be well in the world.
I think they've learned how to tackle
Kareem Hunt's... No, they have not.
I think they figured him out.
Nobody's figured anybody out.
I think.
Well, you think wrong, okay?
He's the best running back in the league.
100%.
In my opinion.
Who's better? Name him. Name who's better.
I mean, Zaquan's pretty close. That's he's my favorite.
He's the closest. Saquon. Christian, obviously.
Damn good.
Very good. He's up there. He's 99 and Alvin's not. But Madden.
But he ain't got the tape.
Hey, is it 2K will be making an XFL game? Is that in the works?
That's what we're hearing. Our guys are telling us. Per our guys back there.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear them typing.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on it. What's going on?
Nothing all happened.
Right. But not really. I don't know. That's what we do know is they're gonna make an NFL game, and it's probably gonna be like where the players jump up 100 feet and slam the ball down and shit.
That could be cool.
If I'm on acid.
Mm-hmm. Well, anything's cool if you're doing that. Really, that's the only fucking news is NFL news. That I know of, because there's really not a whole lot else going on. Hockey, I wish was going on, because it was just getting fucking
coronavirus. Italian sports officials ask IOC to reconsider going forward with the Olympics, probably because they can't compete in them.
Fucking fuck, man.
It's all like the worst case scenario.
So, freshman Carton transferring from Ohio State. Kansas finished number one in the AP poll for fourth time in school history. That's pretty nice. So, Rick Pitino, that's actually interesting. So,
Iona.
Yeah. That's crazy. He also said, I deserve to be fired by Louisville. At least he's honest.
Yeah,
he admits to getting hand jobs fucking coming in 3 seconds or whatever it was. He admits to, yeah, so what? I gave kids money or whatever.
Dude, the thing is, hey, you set your time out. Fucking... You did the time, you can come out and be
like,
yeah, I fucking
like
did
a
that.
Year. He was out a year.
Hey, you did the time. You did the crime. You did the time.
People forget. That's all I'm saying. Look at OJ. OJ today, he tweeted, if golf courses close, I'm going to get very angry. And I tweeted, how angry? Because we all know.
How about.
I also did another tweet.
Buck from, knife on the neck angry.
From my other account to the same tweet from him. That said, I wonder what golf glove size OJ is, .. fool me once. So, I'm just saying, man. I'm sure he could snap a fucking 9-iron over his knee and use it as a shank in no time. I'm just saying.
Anybody want to trade me?
Especially, yeah, he lives in L.A., bro. He was at fucking Pebble Beach this weekend. You gotta go to that seventh hole. Very secluded. Nobody's around. Take somebody there you don't like, probably not going to find them for at least, I mean, you just fucking push them off and hope the waves get them.
Just imagine telling somebody, like, yeah, I'm going to go hang out with OJ, I'll be back. Like, y'all are come buddies, you know, or for whatever reason.
Yeah, probably not, though. Yeah, you know? I mean, even if I met
OJ. Hey, honey, I can't tonight.
Okay, no,
I gotta
in all seriousness, if we were out and, like, we met OJ, we saw OJ.
And it just hit off.
And he was just like, yeah, hey, you boys fucking come over down. To where I'm at, and we'll hang out.
I'd be like,
he's
a psycho. This is proof.
Probably not going to do that. I would say yes to his face, and then I would definitely leave.
Definitely.
Because I don't have the balls to tell him no. Especially because then I'm going to have to fucking keep an eye on his ass before I leave. Because if not, I feel like he's going to be waiting under my car. He's going to snip my Achilles tendon before I get into my car. He's going to drag me under my car, kill me, get in my car, leave me. I'm going to be under there just laying on the asphalt. And he's going to drive away in my vehicle. So my car will be there. He won't be there. I'll be there. And then everybody's going to wonder, where the fuck did his car go? Oh, and wasn't O.J. Simpson here earlier? Yeah, I don't know where he went.
And then I'll go to give you your glasses, mm-hmm. and he'll kill both of us.
But how would you know where he is?
How did Ron Goldman know where he was?
Who's Ron Goldman?
The guy that got killed.
Exactly. Oh.
He gave her the
glasses.
Wow,
you just made it real. Yeah. No, okay. Yeah, I understand now. Sorry. A little bit of the herb. Didn't really pick it up. Picked it up now. Wow. Good thing there's... What? Never mind. All right. So enough OJ jokes for the day. Probably for the podcast.
Before he comes and tracks us down.
Jesus Christ. Dude, OJ's going to hear this. I'm going to speak it into existence. OJ's going to hear this podcast. And you know what? He's going to love it. OJ, we're kidding, man. We don't think you...
Come on, buddy.
Yeah. You know.
Pal.
We're cool. OJ, you're not...
Hey, come on, Juice.
Yeah, man, Mr. Juice. All right, guys, we love you. We hope you have a great week. Stay safe, stay healthy. I don't really know what's going on with all this bullshit, but, you know, just do what you can to survive, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day. Oh, fuck you, YouTube. Fuck you.
Stay away from the virus. It's like an STD.
Bye.